Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today in the Real Estate Right Now podcast. I am your host, Dave Wychok. And today, I know this is a real estate podcast and this episode is real estate focused, but really it's almost business focused and even life focused as well with real estate undertones. We'll say that. But I see this all the time. Because a lot of people, we run a real estate school too. So a lot of people come to us when they want to start a career in real estate. And a lot of them come here because they have a job that they don't like. And they think, well, if I could get into real estate. And for some people, look, myself included, I say this all the time, real estate changed my life. If it wasn't for real estate, I certainly wouldn't be able to live the life I'm living and to do the things I'm doing. So a career in real estate can be a life changer, but there's more to it than that, you know, and if I'm telling you now, if you have a job that you can't stand, you have to be willing to do whatever it takes to get out of that situation. You know, a friend of mine, we were talking about this the other day, and, you know, he sees things very similar to the way I do. And he said, you know, it's funny because people go to a job and they think that that's work. And he says, you know, a job, that's not work. A job is what you do so you can pay your rent, pay your mortgage, eat, live your life, you know, buy gas for your car. That's your job. If you have a job, that's what your job does. And he says, the mistake that people make, and I agree, we talk about it. The mistake people make is they get home from their terrible job and they think, oh, finally, I'm home from my job. I could sit down on the couch. I could relax. I could watch TV. I could, you know, go to sleep. I could just kill time. And the truth is, you have to do the exact opposite of that. So if you have a job that you hate, if you have a job that you can't stand, when you get home from that job, you need that job, right? Because it's what you're using to pay your bills. I'm not saying quit your job. You need that job. You need to pay your bills. Nothing's more stressful than not being able to afford the basic necessities of life. So you need that job. But you've got to commit to getting out. And what I'm here to tell you is that when you get home from that job that you can't stand, that's actually when work begins. That's when real work begins. When you get home from that job that you can't stand, now what you do with the next 5-6 hours of your day, that's when you work on your escape. That's when you start taking steps to get out, to do something different. And maybe it's something like taking a real estate class to get your real estate license, or maybe it's some other professional development that you're looking to do. You've got to do whatever it takes to break the cycle and get out of that 9-to-5 hustle, especially if it's something that you're not passionate about and that you don't see yourself doing for the rest of your life. But are you willing to pay the price? You know, and that's where it gets sticky for a lot of people. And it's why people stay in jobs. We see it here a lot in Northeastern Pennsylvania, and I'm sure it's similar throughout the country. But we see people. I know people in my life, and I see it all the time, where I think to myself, this person's really, really smart. This person's really, really talented. But are they getting the most out of their abilities? Are they living the life that they thought they would live? You know, I think sometimes I try to hold myself accountable to the 18-year-old version of myself and how I thought I was going, you know, because at 18, I knew all the answers to life. But I think to myself, you know, that guy, that 18-year-old guy who thought he had everything figured out, obviously he didn't, but he had a vision of how he wanted his life to be. Am I letting that guy down? Am I doing what it takes to make sure that the 18-year-old version of me, who had all these goals and all these ambitions and all these aspirations, that I'm allowing them to grow, that I'm allowing them to actually materialize and be something. And I see a lot of people out there that they just don't do it. You know, when you take on that when you're home from your job, when you start working, are you able to work long hours? Are you willing to save money? Would you invest 2 years of your life if it meant you could change your future? A lot of people, I don't know if they can. I think they like to think that they can, but I don't know if they will. I see it in real estate. Some people want to come out and they say, look, I want to go full-time day one. All right, but are you willing to take the risk? Are you, you know, because look, sometimes not having a fallback plan is the best plan, because I say it all the time, you'd be surprised at the things you can do and the things you can accomplish when you have no other choice. So, but are you willing to take that risk? Some people, you know, are they willing to make the investment? Because if you come into real estate, you have to spend a little bit of money to make a little bit of money. That's the way this thing goes. And are you willing to do the work? It's just, it's wild, because we see it a lot. I call it the must be nice crowd. We see people that are having success, and maybe it's in your same industry, or maybe it's another industry, or maybe it's just a neighbor on your street, and you go, well, you know, it must be nice. It must be nice for them to go on vacation. It must be nice to drive a new car. It must be nice to have a nice house. Well, yeah, but did you guys see the effort it took to get to that point? Are you willing to make the same sacrifices? Would you be willing to take the same risks? I just don't know if a lot of people are. But if you are willing to do it, why aren't you? What's holding you back? You know, and I think about it all the time. People, they say, well, I got this job and I'm making decent money. Ask yourself this question. If you quit your job today in pursuit of something that you thought was better, could you go back and get a job that paid you a similar amount of money without too much effort? And if the answer to that question is yes, what are you waiting for? What are you risking? Get out there and try to actually change your life. And, you know, look, it's true. Are there some people out there that have it a little bit easier than others? Without question. Some people have significant advantages. Maybe they have, some family money, or maybe they have a business that was passed down to them through generations. But it's not impossible to find success. And by the way, those things aren't always the easiest either. But it's not impossible to start from zero. I mean, that's one great thing about living in America, is that if you actually have the tenacity and the grit to dedicate yourself to something, you can start from zero and you can become what you think that you're meant to be. It's there for you. And one of the big things I say all the time, you can't resent success when, especially in your own industry. And I see it a lot, but you can't resent success. If someone's having success that you would like to have, why not just ask them, hey, how are you doing this? What are you doing? And I know sometimes that can be intimidating or almost one of those things where it makes you feel bad about yourself. Look, that takes courage. It takes a lot of courage to walk up to someone who's having success in an industry that you're having success in and say, would you mind telling me, or would you mind helping me get to where you are, or give me some advice on things I could do to get my level up to yours? That's a really, really challenging thing to say. And I could honestly say, if anybody felt that way about me, if anybody wanted to get to where I am and they had questions for me, I'd be willing to sit and talk with anybody to tell them about the things that I do and the things that I try to accomplish in order to get to where I'm going, because I know how hard it would be to even ask someone that question. Sometimes you just have to be willing to take a chance, put yourself out there and say, you know, help me out here. Ask for help, especially if you think you need it. And that's why it's so important to surround yourself with people who will support you along the way. Sometimes it's important to be trying to build something with people that are trying to do the same exact thing as you. If you're working at a company where there's a couple other new realtors and they're trying to have success, work together as a team. It will get you there. And, along with adding people or along with associating yourself with people that are there to support and help you, it also might be time to ditch the losers in your life. look, if your friends are holding you back, they're not your friends. If your friends are discouraging your ambitions, they're not your friends. And maybe it's one of those things where maybe they don't want to see you outgrow them. But the truth of the matter is, if they were really your friend, they'd be there to encourage you. And then who knows, if you did outgrow them, maybe you could help them level up to your level once you get to where they're trying to go. You gotta get rid of negative people in your life. You gotta focus on what you need to do to be successful. And if you dedicate yourself and you ask for help, I think you'd be surprised how many people out there are willing to help you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.